American multinational corporations alone have provided employment to more than 30 million people worldwide. But given their international investment patterns, relatively few of those jobs are likely to be in the poorest countries where they are most needed. In some cases, a multinational corporation may in fact invest in a third world country where the local wages are sufficiently lower to compensate for the lower productivity of the workers and/or the higher costs of shipping in a less developed transportation system and/or the bribes that have to be paid to government officials to operate in many such countries. Various reformers or protest movements of college students and others in the affluent countries may then wax indignant over the low wages and sweatshop working conditions in these third world enterprises. However, if these protest movements succeed politically in forcing up the wages and working conditions in these countries, the net result can be that even fewer foreign companies will invest in the third world, and fewer third world workers will have jobs. Since multinational corporations typically pay about double the local wages in poor countries, the loss of these jobs is likely to translate into more hardship for third world workers, even as their would-be benefactors in the West congratulate themselves on having ended exploitation.